Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is Professor Greg Stevens. We want to welcome you to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Many, many years ago, the Lord said to me, every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory. And back in those days, I had no earthly dream that we'd ever have our own channel. And anyway, we do. So let's turn in our Bibles to Mark chapter 5. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, or the Lake of Galilee, the country of the Gadarenes. So it was over by Gadara. And he came out of the ship. Immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs. Now, this is an account. We're reading this account. It's the setup. So we know what's happening here. It had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters or shackles and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken, the shackles broken in pieces, and neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying, cutting himself. He was a cutter. Cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. Now, most guys, I'm getting out of here. Look at this. This guy's crazy. He's naked and he's running out. Whoa, no, I'm out of here. Yeah. I had an experience. One. Back in the day. Charles Rogers, a very precious friend. And in fact, I saw him not long ago, and we talked a little while. But anyway, I was ministering with him, and I was singing in this church. And this woman said, "Brother Rogers, would you go with me to the hospital? I don't know whether my mother's even saved or not." And he said, "Well, sure." And he said, "You want to go?" I said, "Sure, I'll go with you." So you have to imagine this. Went into the hospital room, and she was just lying there out of it like this. They were up here discussing her. All of a sudden, she raised up and said, "Sick, boy, sick!" And I ran out the door. I went. What in the world was that? Oh, I'll never run from another one. Boy, I tell you, she chased me. It was the spirit.
Yeah.
And I said, "Yeah, lady, you are. There's no question about that." I said, "I will never, ever run from another one."
Come on.
That situation right there. The people that get into this ministry of deliverance and don't understand it. This guy's screeching and howling and just running towards him like this. "Well, let's get in the boat and get out of here. He's crazy." Well, yeah, they knew he was crazy in the first place. That's what I wanted to point out. Didn't bother Jesus at all. He cried with a loud voice. He's screaming. Screaming. This devil in him is screaming. "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God, you torment me not." Well, that was the tormentor speaking.
Yes.
For he said unto him, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is your name? He answered, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of that country.
That's right.
They were assigned there by the devil.
Yeah. Yes.
Now there were nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him. Now the people didn't hear this. This was spoken in the spirit, but Jesus did. And the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. Any spirit, the Holy Spirit especially, but any spirit being cannot express itself unless it has a flesh, blood, and bone body in which to live. And that is the reason Jesus kept saying, you go to Jerusalem till the gift of my Father comes.
Yes.
You go there and get this. You go there. He's coming. I'm telling you, he's coming now. I'm telling you, he's coming.
Jesus said, a body thou hast prepared for me.
That's right.
Because he was spirit.
That's right.
Prior to that. Now he has a body.
Now why? In this earth, a spirit has no command authority.
That's correct.
Unless it has a man or a woman in which to abide.
That's correct.
Or upon which to abide.
Satan is an alien to this planet. He's not from here, and he's illegal.
That's right.
That's it.
And this is why he has to use people to get his will
That's
done.
Right.
Resist the devil.
That's right.
Your driver's license gives you more authority.
That's right.
Than he has. Now, I'm not minimizing his power or his influence.
No, no.
By any means.
Well, let's just go over there at the book of the James. Praise God. Then we can back up in the book of Hebrews.
Okay.
The book of Hebrews is the gospel of Jesus.
Absolutely true.
Chapter 4. Verse 6. Are you there? But he gives more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you.
Amen.
So there are qualifications when it comes to resisting the devil. This is the operator's handbook. I have a POH, Pilot's Operating Handbook. To a restored 1973 V-tail Bonanza. I have the POH, the Operator's Handbook, on a Beechcraft BE Model Baron. Beech doesn't build those airplanes anymore. But I have the operator's handbook. May I present to you Heaven's Operation Handbook?
Yes.
And it needs to be followed explicitly.
Yes.
But you don't take one little snatch of scripture, like a little snatch a scripture and say that women can't preach. Then you turn around and send them to Africa and it's fine. Bring them back to the United States, sit down and be quiet.
Exactly. That's true.
Well, my criticism comes from this. Because it's a chain of command. When you read that, and you stop there, women don't do anything. Well, what do their husbands think about it? That's what it goes down to. What do the husbands say about it? Remember, Brother Hagin did a series one time, the woman question?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
And he said, well, what's the question? But you take all of the scriptures, because the same scripture refers to Abraham and Sarah.
That's right.
And then you go to Hebrews 11, and Sarah is in the Hall of Fame of faith.
That's right.
Yes. As
that's
well.
Right. That's right. Rahab is in the line of yes. David and Jesus.
Yeah.
And all of them. You want to go to Ephesians chapter 1.
Yes, I do. I still didn't go. Thank you.
Right. Something really, side note, Mark chapter 5, those demons are speaking. Nowadays, there's this whole thing that's a trend that a person's pronouns. You can't call me he or him. If you'll notice the demons in there, it was us and we and they. It's showing you the spirit that's behind that.
Yep.
Ephesians 1.
That's the reason he's professor. Ephesians chapter 1. Now, my partners are familiar with this because it's on every partner letter I write. And you'll see why. Chapter 1, 16 through 23. So, let's go there to the 16th verse. 116. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now, here's what he's praying. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. Father, we stop right here and we take on the spirit of wisdom.
Yes.
We receive it. It's a promise right here.
Yes.
You, it's in your book right here. Thank you. The spirit of wisdom. Well, then immediately that seems like I go over to James chapter 1. Any man that lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not.
Amen.
So there's I make my own cross-reference. And revelation in the knowledge of him. Oh, glory to God. Whew. This gets so strong and hardly read it over a sentence at a time. That the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, his dunamis power when he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above, far above. All principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be head of the head of all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness that filleth all up. Whoa, the fullness. Glory to God.
In the body.
Yeah. And I can just hear Brother Hagin right now. And he said, you know, I don't say, here comes Brother Copeland and his body. And everybody said, yeah. And I said, oh, yeah. No, he said his head and his body are one.
Yes.
That comes Brother Copeland. How do I know? I recognize his face.
Yeah. That's right.
If I didn't recognize your face, someone would have to introduce me to you. Mm-hmm. I had never met Jesus. Mm-hmm. I sure knew about him. Because my mama and my daddy talked about him all the time, but I didn't know him.
Right.
That's true.
And I flew that trip that evening from Little Rock to Shreveport. A man by the name of Weir, who was an executive, the natural Arkansas-Louisiana Natural Gas Company. Came back in that evening. Gloria had waited up for me. And so I thought it's just like any other. I walked in there and I just see this in my mind. And I had changed clothes, put on a pair of khakis and a sports shirt to have dinner with her. One shoe on, one shoe off. And suddenly, he introduced himself.
Amen.
He said, Kenneth, if you don't get right with me, you headed to a devil's hell, boy. Then in here. I said, I know it. I did know it. Yes. But I had not acted on it.
On what you knew, yeah.
I was raised to know that. And I had an encounter that I won't go into now that cut me deeply. And I stayed away on purpose for about 13 years. I know it. What do I do now? And I've said this before. In my spirit, I heard my Sunday school teacher from the University Baptist Church in Abilene, Texas. Boys, you have to ask Jesus to come into your heart.
That's it.
Now, here's how. And I said, that's old lady Taggart. Well, that's what she called herself. Yeah. She's a widow woman, right. A little short. And she, anyway, I said, that's old lady Taggart. And it sounded just as dumb as it did the first time I heard it. But here goes. Jesus, come into my heart. For about 30 or 40 seconds there, I couldn't shut my mouth.
Wow.
He's just giving me evidence that I was a new creature.
Yes.
And profanity was gone forever.
The reason you heard her is he speaks through lines of authority.
That's right.
That was your biblical
That's
authority
right.
that taught yeah. you.
And it was still in here.
It was still,
it was still in,
there. In
my spirit.
Absolutely.
That's what the point I wanted
that
to get
over. That seed had gone in there.
It's still in there.
That's right. I would submit to you, you've heard God speak to you before. Because you heard, you know, if this is your spiritual father. You may have heard Brother Copeland's voice before in a situation in your life. I'll submit to you what you heard was authority. You heard him, but you heard his voice.
Yes.
But that was the Father speaking. If you want proof, Samuel with Eli.
Yes. Yes.
Samuel goes to Eli. That's his authority. That's why you better pay attention to your pastors.
Amen.
And the prophets and the evangelists.
Well, and she went with a specific petition. I want a man child.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
And she went with a specific petition before the God, before God. I want a man child and I'll give him to you.
That's right.
Well, that man child became Samuel the prophet that anointed David to be king.
Right. Because Eli's own kids were messing things up in the ministry. But going on with that, he heard Eli's voice.
Yes,
and then finally
did.
Eli said, no, next time you hear it, Eli woke up.
He's just a young boy.
You're right.
But the promise of his mother was working.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. Yes. All those years later.
Yes.
What you're talking about in Ephesians 1, 17 through 23, that's your commission and your authority. You keep going. See, you're talking about authority that wasn't available in the first covenant when you read this.
That's right.
Wasn't available. Jesus hadn't come. Ephesians chapter 2, and now, Casey Bible School students, you amen on this one. And you hath he quickest, because I preach it all the time. It's all they hear from me. Who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past, the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, whereby nature children of wrath, even as this. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ.
Yes.
By grace are you saved, and has raised us up together and has made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's vital, Brother Copeland, that people know their position. Amen. That's my position.
Yes.
Yes.
Like you said with Brother Hagin, with the body.
Yes.
You don't see just your head or just your body. We're in the body of Christ. And I have to keep my faith, for me, I'm talking about Greg personally, I have to keep my faith in that position. Mm-hmm. That's where my authority comes from, is that I'm seated with him.
That didn't happen just in order. You know, this wasn't written in chapters and verses. That was just for study purposes. Just keep on into the third chapter, and you go back to the grace of God.
Yes.
How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Well, you did. Maybe we'll check that out. Okay. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, the anointed one and his anointing, which abides in me, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Are you good and awake here? Carol, how much time do I have? Perfect. Verse 10, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church is in command authority.
That's it.
We command angels and they learn from us. Glory to God. But if we don't know it, if I don't know it, then he has a problem with me. Yes. And we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Have to act on it.
We'll be back in a few moments.
Amen.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
God is love, and out of his love, he created mankind. It was his great desire to have a family who could receive his abundant goodness for every area of life. Now, God has not changed. He still wants to share his goodness with you and be the provider for everything you need. That's why he sent Jesus, to set you free from the one thing that was separating you from him. And that one thing was sin. Jesus came to pay the price for sin that held you captive. captive and away from God. He took your punishment and went to hell in your place. Then he defeated the devil and rose from the dead, completely victorious over all sin, disease, fear, and darkness. Jesus opened the way for you to come into God's family and receive every good thing he's planned for your life. Now, God is holding his arms out to you right now, and all you have to do is come to him by accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you've not done that, then pray this with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Glory to God. You have taken your first steps into a new life filled with divine health, peace, joy, and freedom from all fear. Now it's time for you to discover all the wonderful things God, your Heavenly Father, has prepared for you. To help you learn more about this new life in the family of God, the Copelands have a gift they want to send you for free. It's called the Salvation Package. There's a small book called He Did It For You and two brochures to help you get started reading your Bible. Use this resource to help you begin your relationship with God because he's so excited to spend time with you. Get to know our Heavenly Father by reading his word and speaking with him in prayer. He loves to hear your voice, by the way, and wants to share with you the secrets that lead you into a life of wholeness and victory. The Salvation Package is free, and to request your copy, go to kcn.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Period. Believe what that book says, not what your feelings say.
Join us for the California Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, November 14th through the 16th. Register at kcm.org/CA today.
I am so glad you could be with us again today, and we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Greg Stevens, and all of our class reminding you that God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.